And the time is 5:30. Jamie, can we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mr. Jenkins.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mr. Sabadini.
Here.
Mrs. Tarassi.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Can we please stand for the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next, we will move into discussion items, and our first item will be to go into closed session for the purposes of contract negotiation and attorney-client privileges. Do we have a request for closed session?
I move that we convene in closed session for the purpose of contract negotiations.
Do we have a support?
Support.
Jamie, can we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Tarassi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes, and the motion passes. In a motion, once the doors are closed, we'll be in closed session.
Yes.
She missed the last part of the motion.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, good evening, everybody. So we have Jeremy with us today, and so we want to talk first about negotiations with both our teachers and our...
Stops, so, you know. See you guys. Thanks. What?
We are now back in open session. The time is 6:25, and I'll turn it back over to Superintendent Shaw for the meeting's discussion.
All right, so the next item we have right here has to do with dress code. We're going to speak specifically about all staff. So today, and with our principals and our secretarial staff, we began the conversation of expectations there. We're going to go back over it again with all staff, and so it's really simple. Our dress code is business casual, which, you know, so trying to stay away from blue jeans, trying to stay away from t-shirts, trying to stay away from flip-flops. I think those are probably the best descriptors there. And what will happen, though, is typically in our school system, Fridays, you'll have people that will... It will be a blue jean day. It will be a day where t-shirts are worn because it's more of like supporting your local or sweatshirts, but it's back to supporting Monroe, maybe a local college. There are other spirit days that occur in there. So we're setting that expectation. We're going to treat it just like we are a cell phone, where if we have employees, just like we have kids that struggle with a cell phone, we have employees that are struggling with the expectation. We'll talk to them about the why they may be, right down to parapros, our support staff members. For some, it may be that the best shirt that they wear is a t-shirt because of the role that they take in our system right there. But when we look at, you know, from our, you know, principal to our teachers, what that expectation is as business casual.
So this is the dress code that will be followed?
Yes.
So I'm happy it's on here. And I know that it's on here, and not everybody's going to be happy I say this, but pajamas and pajama pants are not allowed. And so that would mean pajama day is...
So I will gladly tell everyone in our school district that Garland said pajama day as a day when we... We saw it.
I don't.
We saw it.
Okay, so let me rephrase it this way. Our policy states pajamas or pajama pants are not allowed. So if you would like to make an exception to that, then you would have to make an exception to that.
I will have a conversation with everyone about spirit weeks.
If the policy says you can't wear pajamas, that's not me saying it.
Yeah, I got the same policy.
Yeah, I don't say it. The policy says it.
You can have spirit week, just exclude the pajamas.
That's what I said. We're talking about spirit week.
Well, you know...
Put these mics on, it's not...
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It is now.
It is now.
I thought it was echoing in here, so I...
You're the only ones that heard that whole conversation.
Okay, great, it's working now.
All right, so we will follow the policy, including the on there. Thank you.
Well, you know, I initiated all this because it went back to the time when Stacy and I went on a tour.
Yeah.
You know, we started here at the administration building. Everybody's very professional. And as we went to each one of these schools, you know, we looked at these people as like, something's wrong here. You know, a lot of these people, and I'm going to be very honest, they looked like they thought they were going to Woodstock or something.
They do not know, they do not know what Woodstock is. You have to clarify that in a different way.
I should have said Woodstock. Well, I'm dating myself here. Me and Tom and I know about Woodstock.
No.
And we saw the administrators, teachers, support staff. They should not be dressed this way. They are professionals. You know, I mean, we've all been talking about changing the culture of Monroe Public Schools. We want people to be proud of our schools. Now, if I brought somebody in from the outside and they saw what Stacy and I saw, they would not be proud of that, you know, to be quite honest about it. And as time has gone on since then, you know, I talk to a lot of people in the community. I really do. And some of the teachers said, thank you. That is needed. Thank you for bringing this up. And these conversations got a lot larger and larger with different people with different ideas. When we were at the middle school, there was one of the staff was there, and there was a young lady and a young man standing there. And I'm looking at him, and she, I don't know what they call them. She had on kind of a shirt, you know.
I think that's what they call them, kind of a shirt.
Yeah, well, that's what it was. And then the young man, you know, he's got his trousers down around his buttocks. You know, and I asked the lady, I said, what's the dress code? Well, if she can lift her arms up and it doesn't show her bra, then it's okay. You know, and I'm going, okay, that's not acceptable for anybody.
The dress code for everybody.
Anyways,
right, Andy?
Yeah. Since I'm up on my soapbox here and I get a one-time shot at all this, you know, I continue to talk to the community about this and got their ideas and what they want. I would say to absolute minimum that the administrators should be business casual. Mm-hmm. And I think that we need a policy starting with the board all the way down to young fives on what is acceptable in Monroe Public Schools. And I mean this from a lot of people I talk to. They like this other idea. They want uniforms. Because a lot of the teachers with these hoodies are causing problems in class, these kids putting hoodies on. Okay? And I heard a lot from teachers about that with hoodies. They're not allowed. That's the whole point. They're not allowed. And yet they're wearing them anyways.
So I think enforcing the dress code policy across the board, there are some policies that haven't been enforced and they just need to be enforced.
The hoodies, I'm kind of surprised because I know that the different buildings, they fight that and kids will pull it up and they're told to pull it down.
And
so,
I believe that.
Yep. To your point though, that's why we're starting right here with adults, mm-hmm. Okay? And that's... Our first step right there, and so I got that note down.
So
but
we
I
just, can't just you know. Enforce a dress code policy, the policies that are on throughout the buildings?
Yeah.
I mean, the policies are there. We're not changing it. We're just saying we got to enforce the policies that are on.
Right.
It doesn't matter what they are. Policies have to
right.
be
right. What I meant, though, is like right now I'm communicating with the staff. We'll go back and look at the student ones and find out which ones they're not enforcing because
I could tell you.
Well,
I sit out at pickup lines. Oh my gosh! You know what I mean? Come on.
Well, that's my whole premise here. Is people are seeing our staff, people are seeing our kids.
Yeah.
They're not proud of that. As a grandfather, as a father, I do not want to see my children and grandchildren dressed this way. It's not acceptable in my eyes, and I don't think it's acceptable in a lot of people in the community's eyes.
Well, we have a policy that supports what you're saying. So.
Exactly, but you know, my point is,
I understand.
And from a lot of people I talk to about these uniforms, that ends all the problems right there. Done.
Yeah.
You're done. And it was brought up that a lot of poor people can't afford the uniforms. Well, I found out. I checked this out. That is not true. If you are on welfare, the state of Michigan has a $400 child allowance for school clothes every year that you can get. And the year before it was $539, I think is what I read. But this is something that I'm going to continue to push, so if you guys can start yelling at me, you know, but you're going to hear about this in the future that I want, because it's the number one thing in marketing. If you want to market something, you better have a pretty picture. And right now, we don't have a pretty picture. And I would like to see a pretty picture of Monroe Public Schools, something that people can see and are proud of.
Well, I think enforcing the existing dress codes is a good start. Let's make sure.
I agree.
Both the teachers and the administrators, and then also the students.
Yeah.
I would just caution you, we tried uniforms at Waterloo. That was just before we got on the board. And we got, I mean, the board at that time got a lot of pushback, And a big part of it, and I can kind of understand it, it's a little bit, the kids who wear the uniform to school, when they come home, they don't change into anything else, and then they go out and play, and it gets dirty, or it gets ripped. It takes a little bit more, I guess, parental involvement if you're going to have uniforms to make sure when the kids come home after school, they change out of the uniform.
Well, you know, from a parental point of view, I think it's a false premise, to be honest with you. If you're wearing school clothes to school, you know, you go home and you change out of your school clothes and put on your I'm just saying.
I know, but
that was our generation.
That's our generation.
Yeah, that's a little
our
different.
Our kids' generation.
So at that point.
But I do think that
don't even change their.
But I do think that that's an important point to bring up, though, is that our elementary school students are going outside for recess most days, and that our elementary school students do have physical education throughout their week. So, like, they do need to be able to dress for those things. And I'm not saying that the dress code that is presented isn't allowing for those things. But I also think that the role of a classroom teacher has shifted tremendously from 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 years ago. So when I was teaching in Monroe Public Schools, I like to think that wearing a Monroe Public Schools branded t-shirt is promoting the positive Monroe Public Schools image, and it allowed me as a music teacher to dance with my students. Part of the music curriculum for the state of Michigan is to have students moving their bodies to music vis-a-vis dance. And so if I was doing that 10 minutes for each of my 50-minute class periods, that's 50 minutes of dance a day. And if I was supposed to be doing that in business casual, that's ridiculous. And then classroom teachers at elementary schools are often going outside for recess. They often get pulled into doing recess duty or lunch duty. Sometimes if we don't have coverage for our gym teacher, you also have to go teach gym class. So then you're stuck in business casual teaching gym all day.
And you're up and down on the floor.
Right, and if you're a kindergarten teacher, that's another good point. You're sitting on the floor with kids. And I got barfed on. Like, let's not forget about that. So, like, Tina Sorg, if you're watching, it was your class. I can name names of who that student was, but it was the first day of school. Looking at you, Tina Sorg.
She won't be
it was one of
o'clock.
Her students, first day of school, all over me. But that's because young students are very physical in their bodies, and teachers are now expected not to have those kids just sitting at a desk writing and drawing and writing and drawing and writing and drawing and eat, writing and drawing. They're meant to be moving throughout their day in different modalities. So I don't know if having everybody for professional staff fit in this mold, into this box of everybody has to be in business professional unless you get this excused reason. I don't know if that's going to work.
That is our policy, just so you know.
And no, that's
been
not
our policy.
Our policy
is business casual.
It,
I mean, that's the tenet of it is business
physically
casual.
Clean, neat, and groomed, dressed in a manner consistent with their professional responsibilities.
Right.
So as an elementary music teacher, T-shirt, often leggings and gym shoes was what? We were doing PopsiCo too, man. 50 minutes a day of movement, rigorous movement in the music room. So, like, and then again, with marketing, we want positive connotations for Monroe Public Schools. We should be doing that in our branded material. We have all of these licensing things with Adidas and all of that. Our athletics are some of our most important things that we've made these huge investments in. we can't wear our branded jerseys and zip-ups and quarter zips. And I'm not going to say it's the same.
They're T-shirts and sweatshirts to people like me.
But what I am going to say is this. We give out T-shirts to all of our staff every year, and now we're telling them don't wear them.
No, you can wear them.
On Fridays. On Fridays, yeah. Some days. Fridays with your jeans.
I just say
that's what I just don't understand. That, and I work at the University of Michigan. I work with deans at the law school. Dean Zierfoss, why would you be watching? I don't know. But I work with people that you would think would be walking around in suits all day. They're not. They're walking around in jeans and T-shirts.
But that doesn't make it right.
Because you go to U of M.
You know, it just doesn't make it right.
Right. Yeah.
No,
it doesn't mean all college universities are
right. No, but
that
what
way.
I'm saying is we need to be able to dress for the environment where we work. And when you're working with students, when you're working in an environment that requires you to move your body and be physical, you need to be able to wear clothes that allow you to do that. That, and I also have some concerns with, like, head coverings. So, like, some people that have certain hair textures may need to wear bandanas or head coverings, things like that, to do their protective hairstyles. So that's something that we might want to consider.
They can go seek a waiver.
It's not a religious thing. It's a texture thing.
I think that the atmosphere in this administration, so like, though, you is, can if you have a concern, I believe if you bring it to Andy, you bring it to the principals, and you bring it to anybody, I do think they're
I hear you, but then now we're just making exceptions. But if we want everybody to live in the box, let's make the box appropriate for everybody.
I don't think it's appropriate for a school principal to be walking around in a dirty T-shirt and trousers and Crocs. You know, please tell me, am I wrong? Is that right?
Well, dirty wouldn't be allowed because it says clean in the policy.
I know. You know, I see your point, Mary, but this is what I saw. Yeah. This was a principal.
Yep.
You know, and he's supposed to be a position of responsibility. Yeah. And so this is what kicked off this little...
Is the principal well liked?
Experience that I'm trying to go through right now.
But is the principal well liked? Is the principal respected in the school? Is the principal yielding good results on student achievement?
We're into values now. We're talking people's personal values, and we're never going to solve the problem of people having
because
different values.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's
because
true.
Everybody has different values.
So let's just follow the dress code we have and move on.
But
I'm okay with following the dress code, but the problem is the dress code nowhere says business casual. So I think you're going to get some pushback from staff.
So today it was about with principals and secretaries. So it's the first eyes that people have when they walk through the door. So that's where we started. When it comes to other staff, it is going to be conversations, like I said, all the way down to parapros. You know, that's going to be a different one because a parapro makes, I think, $15 an hour. Someone corrects me.
Mm-hmm. Well, can we at least initiate some thinking that
Andy's got it.
Starting with the school board all the way down to Wi-Fi's, what is appropriate for every group? How to dress.
So this wouldn't be appropriate for me to wear to a board meeting, a branded Monroe Public Schools T-shirt, because I'm a board member.
We're
literally handed T-shirts tonight.
I have a question. I want to talk.
What's that?
I want to talk without interrupting anybody, so I'll really let somebody know.
All right, I'm going to shut up now. I got my point across.
So I would say in sales, there hasn't been more revolution of this or an evolution of this over time, right? So at our company 20 years ago, you were expected to be in a shirt and tie when in the office, and when visiting a customer, a sports coat, a shirt and tie.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you have to realize you're visiting machine shop owners and fabricators, right? So these guys in the summer have shorts on, they have ragged T-shirts on, they have those things. And over time, we have sort of allowed a shift, right? I wear khakis with a polo, right? I could argue that I should show up there in shorts and a grungy T-shirt because maybe they would accept me better, you know, because I don't want to present an image that I'm better than you, but I don't show up there in that because it says something about you as an individual. And I hear what Mary said about how when you're teaching music, that's different. I understand that. I'm just saying, if I were to follow your logic, I really should show up in a
pair of shorts. But you don't work at that business, though. That's the difference. You're not doing the fabrication in that.
Right,
in that
but
setting.
I could argue and say that how they view me if I'm in a suit and tie would be ridiculous.
But you have changed how you dress.
Well, over
you
20
are
years.
More casual.
Oh, we are, but we're still business
that's
casual.
What we're,
we're still
that's
using
what
the word business
saying.
Casual, so which is a polo and khakis.
Right.
I'm not wearing a T-shirt.
Correct.
I have Rolled Alloys T-shirts that they've given me. They're branded. But I don't wear them to visit a customer.
Correct. But what I'm saying is when you used to be much more formal going to visit your clients, now you're much more casual going to visit your clients. Same thing with teachers. We used to be much more formal. Now
sure.
We're much more casual.
Sure, right. I'm just saying that casual has to have a floor to it.
Yeah.
Right? There's a ceiling and a floor, and there's got to be a floor to it.
So then let's set the floor instead of trying to make everybody move up to the attic. Let's make sure that we have like the bare minimum, meaning like we say absolutely not, fill in the blank, but I even think then we're trying to police people over what they're wearing when they have bachelor's, graduate degrees most of the time, and I think they can figure out how to dress appropriately for their workplace. But that's just me.
You would think that, but when I go into Rolled Alloys, when I go into Rolled Alloys in the summertime, females wear sandals and slides.
Men don't ever wear sandals and slides?
No.
Never?
Not at Rolled Alloys.
Wow.
You're going to be in shoes that, unless it's a special day where you can wear tennis shoes, and I'm not holding Rolled Alloys out there anything special. I'm just saying we have the ability and we're given the ability to police what people wear. You can't argue that fact. We can decide what people can wear.
So this is what we can use our cameras for, that surveillance.
This is a robust conversation that you asked for, Mary, and you got it.
And the other thing to think about is a lot of these classrooms are not air conditioned. So there will be staff who want to wear shorts and sandals when it's 90 to 100 degrees.
I can tell you my wife taught at Custer with no air conditioning, and she dressed what I would consider maybe a step above business casual. And, yes, some days she'd come home and those clothes had to go in the wash immediately, or the kid threw up on her, whatever. But that she just expected that was part of her job. That's what she, as a teacher, should wear.
And I agree that everybody should be able to pick what they wear. As long as their wobbly bits are covered and they feel comfortable and confident and they are not distracting from somebody else's learning, we're good.
So how about this? I don't know if everybody read the policy. I'm going to read the policy real quick because it'll take me less than a minute. The Board of Education believes that professional staff members... That's not mine.
It is.
No, I turned it off.
You're filing
it's that alarm again.
You're filing our cell phone
I forgot
policy.
To turn that alarm off.
Cell phone violation number two.
I know. I got to turn the alarm off.
Discipline her,
Mary. Sorry.
Take care of it.
The Board of Education believes that professional staff members set an example in dress and grooming for their students to follow. Yeah. A professional staff member who understands his precepts and adheres to it, enlarges the importance of his or her task, presents an image of dignity, and encourages respect for authority. These factors act in a positive manner toward the maintenance of discipline. So since the push is a, you know, obviously we've moved into a discipline-based system, so this policy supports that in saying if you want to do that, like, this helps you.
What it says.
So to that degree, again, as I said a little bit ago, we started addressing it this morning,
okay.
And we'll continue.
There's just one statement on the last page that talks about elementary and middle school students only, about bags. And I know there was a letter that was sent out at the high school about bags, so does that need to be changed? No, it states that to avoid excessive congestion, the classroom bags are used for carrying books are not allowed in the classrooms. must be secured in the student lockers, and it says elementary and middle school students only, so.
And now it's been extended to high school.
Correct, so that's what I'm saying, is that needs to be changed.
Yeah, that should be updated.
Thank you.
All right, so Cindy, you have 6 minutes. And I know, Jorge, you started last night on staffing, so I know there are a couple of things you just wanted to do an update with for the board.
I'm sorry, Cindy.
No problem.
That's part of it.
Actually, I always think about things that we talk about meetings after the meeting, like when I can't sleep. It all comes back to me so clearly. And I wanted to share, we talked about people, teachers in our district, that were new teachers, like 5 years or less. And so I did a deep dive today in the data that we have. And the data always tells us a story.
Right.
So this year we have 22 new teachers that we've hired that are going to this academy.
They're first-year teachers.
They're first-year teachers, brand new to us. You're having people, you invited all the new hires, correct?
Yes.
Yes, all are coming, but it doesn't matter because they all come into us at step one.
We hired more than 22 teachers, didn't we?
Well.
Keep going.
I'm talking classroom teachers.
Okay.
And we have so many other kinds of teachers, but like core classroom teachers is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay, in 23-24, we hired 30. In 22-23, we hired 31. In 21-22, we hired 15. In 20-21, we hired 14. And in 2019-2020, we hired 8. Now, in the middle of that, we had a layoff. And we called back all of our people, and we called them all back, but only, I think, 3 didn't return to us. But we have 120 teachers with 0 to 5 years. And really, in the grand scheme of things, in looking at our data, the middle part of our group of teachers, in all seriousness, is the largest group that we have. Like, from 23 years on, like 23 to 11 years, we have 150 people. So it's so bizarre. I mean, our newbies are at the bottom of the 5 years, but we do have a lot of teachers that have a lot of years. And I could see it today when I looked at, I broke it down by years because, you know, everyone talks about how COVID has changed everything and how we think about things. But in that COVID year, we only hired 8 new teachers because we weren't in session. But I do think that the people that have not received tenure yet will be also invited to the new teacher academy, but not to start this school year. We're going to do it ongoing throughout the school year. But we'll add those second and third year before they receive their tenure. But I thought that was an interesting fact.
That was the same thing when you said about fact-checking those numbers of over at 5-6 building. Out of 22 teachers, there were 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I wonder why my perception was so off until I did the math. That's 40%.
It is.
So for me, 40% sounded like a significant amount, but when you broke it down and said it was 9, it seemed different. So,
right.
So yes and no, you know. So that was my late night math. I was like, oh, I'm just going to divide it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it is 40%.
Right.
So, yeah.
So I will break down by building I've got to get my assistant is out, and she's the maintainer of the master seniority list, and I want to get, once she updates that out, I will do that, because if she drops them and does her rep work, she fixes our seniority list, and I want to be totally accurate on that by building for you.
Because that correlates to the discussions with the strategic plan.
Yeah.
And the ability to move forward with that, and how does that look like? So thank you for that, because that's really important.
It is.
Thank you.
But the numbers don't lie.
Right, right. We just got to know what they are.
Right.
Yeah.
Cindy, just one quick question. For the start of this school year, are we fully staffed with the teachers?
We are fully staffed as of, I believe, today.
Oh, good.
We've had a couple resignations also, and one resignation that really is hurting us, our, one of our fine arts teachers has resigned and moving to Groseal. And I'm very, 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 it hasn't been brought to the board because it just happened a few hours ago, but I'm really saddened about that. We need to get that filled because we have so many kids in our 5-6 building and throughout the rest of our grades that have interest in that. And we really support the music, the orchestra, the band.
Okay.
Yeah, so everything is, I think, and maybe one social worker. That's it.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's all we have, sir.
Okay, public commentary. Do we have any public commentary?
No, we do not.
Okay, thank you. Carrie?
For later.
Well, that concludes.
Hey, Tom, there's a lady got her hand raised.
Oh, oh.
One for now.
Oh, it's for the work session? I'm sorry.
Oh.
Your panel.
Hi, Tanya. I'm going to hold up a series to keep you on track.
Yes, it ain't going to take that long. My name is Tanya Douglas. I am a worldwide contractor substitute teacher. You guys need to stop beating up on yourself so bad. You are one of the most beautiful, clean schools I've seen, and I've been around. Your teachers are, they're okay, they're fine. My point, I approach Superintendent Shaw and Mrs. Finn with these, and I got shoved under the rug with it. You had two students in your classroom, regular classrooms. Nobody told me they were not irregular or need special needs. I was in a regular classroom. They were literally banging their heads on this type of wood in the first grade, repeatedly, aggressively. Have been doing it from the reports of the aides. They do it all the time. Do the principal know? I wrote it up not to talk about the teacher or what was going on, but make sure you guys are not going to be held liability if something happens to one of them kids that's banging their heads. That's a safety issue, okay? That's long term. If it didn't happen today, it could happen 6 months, could happen a year. Because that little girl did her hair like boom, 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 boom. I say, wait, hold up. Tito, fifth grader, steel cap, steel lockers, bam, bam. Oh, no, uh-uh. We're not doing this. It's not allowed. His classroom said he do it all the time. Write it up. Let the parents know. Make sure this district is safe. That's a liability. I came to them. I was told by Ms. Flynn, and I'm very distraught. You hurt my feelings. She told me I was treated unfairly. I was excluded from the district under false allegations that I was mean to the students. No, I don't do that. I was mean to the staff. Some days I can get a little growly. That's just my character, not to hurt nobody's feelings. But when I know a classroom is about, the children are about to take over, it doesn't work with me. I've used my skillful training to help. So I brought this attention to them. I was missed 5 days of work because of these false allegations that I supposed to have put paper up to the door windows. I did not. Ms. Shannon did. And you got a young lady in your classroom with a substitute teacher that's tutoring kids with 16 credit hours. Can't do that. That's illegal. That's hurting your ranking skills, your average. You're trying to get them kids out that 60 percentage. Get them up to at least a 90 percentage. And you are receiving pupil placement allowance from the federal government.
Thank you. Is there any other commentary?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Okay. That concludes our agenda for the work session. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I move that the work session be adjourned.
Do we have support?
Support.
All in favor say aye.
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 That concludes the Monroe Public Schools Board of Education work session for Tuesday, August 12th, 2025. The time is 6:59.